He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
They wasn't ready. They wasn't well prepared for what was coming. That's why Peter cut off the man's ear. And that's one reason why you cutting folk and cussing folk is because you ain't praying, because temptation is coming to you. And if you ain't well prepared, you going to cut, cuss, shoot. You need to get prepared for your wife to cuss you out. Thank God I'm prayed up, girl. I ain't gonna even cuss you back. I was ready for it. I knew you was gonna do it. Sometimes you gotta pray up for your husband. Hello, somebody. You gotta pray up for that job. Because temptation is coming. And you have to be well prepared for spiritual attack. Because understand, it's not against flesh and blood. Even when you look at Job, he had a marital problem because his wife told him, cuss God and die. And he told her, you're talking like a foolish woman. I will not. And see, Satan was in his wife because what? Satan said the same thing to God. He said, I'll make Job cuss you to your face, right? What did Job's wife say? Cuss God and die. That's how I know Satan was in his wife. I'm trying to tell y'all, Satan will get in your wife. The devil to fill your heart to lie. And see, here's the problem. Because you're not ready for spiritual attack, you're fighting flesh.
That's right. You're right.
The Bible says you wrestle not against flesh and blood. So why are you fighting him?
My God.
Why are you fighting her?
My God.
Why are you fighting your wife? And the Bible says you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ain't she flesh and blood? Yeah. Then why are you fighting her?
All right.
It says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your husband, he's flesh and blood, right? Why are you fighting him?
All right.
Some of you never would have filed for divorce had you took that verse seriously.
Come on, man.
Even me.
Talk, Pastor. Teach, teach.
That's the devil. Look at your neighbor and say, that's the devil. See, listen to me. I'm about to say something deep, Rico. What was I going to say? Yeah. Here it is. See, we as people have to learn how to recognize the devil. And I told y'all this before. I'm going to show you how to recognize the devil. This is how you recognize the devil. You ain't got to go to school in theology to recognize the devil. I'm going to show you how to recognize the devil. It's real simple. Because see, once you recognize him, you know how to deal with him. Okay, this is how you recognize the devil. You can't go off how he looks because he changes appearances. You know, in Genesis, he looked like a serpent, okay? In Revelation, he's a dragon. He'll appear as an angel of light, okay? He'll be a wolf in sheep clothing. You can't go off of how he looks. He'll put on pumps and have a big butt and a smile, but that girl is poison.
Yeah.
You have a bald head, triceps, biceps, tight butt. I'm like, ooh, girl. Better watch him. Williams, you can't go up how he looks. Because he changes appearances. Here it is. I'm going to tell you how to recognize the devil. Because a lot of churches don't know how to do this. And every Christian needs to know how to do this. This is how you recognize the devil. This is how you recognize him. Real simple. Anybody that tries to get you to go against this, that's the devil. Anybody who tries to get you to go against this is the devil. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing because y'all just saw him. They just text you. How long you gonna be? Is he still preaching? I ain't waiting forever now. That's how you recognize the devil. That's how you can recognize the devil in your wife, in your husband, in your children, in your co-workers, in your bosses. Yeah. 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 What did he say to Eve in the Garden of Eden? Did God say you can't eat of this tree? She said, yeah. He said, we can't eat of this tree. All the other trees we can eat, but that tree right there, not as good and evil, we can't eat. He said, we eat of it, we're going to die. She knew the word, he knew the word. But you know what he told her? You ain't going to die. You don't believe God's word. You ain't going to die. God just know the day you eat of it, you're going to be just like him, a God. Go on, get that. Go on, get that. Go on, get that. Go on, get it. And she saw it was pleasant to the eyes. That's what get a lot of us in trouble, pleasant to the eyes. A fruit desired to make one wise. She partook of it and gave to her husband. And the eyes was open. Next thing you know, what were they doing? Running from God. When God came walking through the garden, they hiding. Adam, where are you? You ain't never ran from me before. What have you done? And Adam said, this woman you gave me, this your fault. You gave me this woman right here. She the one. Tries to get you to go against it. You remember when Peter said, Jesus said, I'm going to die? He said, I'm going to Calvary. They're going to kill me. And then God's going to raise me. Peter said, quit talking like that. No, no, be that far from you. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Because what he said, Jesus recognized the devil. He said, that ain't Peter, that's the devil. Because see, Jesus came to die, and only the devil would try to keep him from doing what he came to do. He said, get behind me, Satan. You in the wrong spot. You're supposed to be behind me, not in front of me.
My Lord, my Lord.
And see, now that you know the word, you can prepare yourself for spiritual attack. Pray. That's what Jesus told me to do, pray, because it's coming. In Oklahoma, this really happened. In Oklahoma, and y'all know that's tornado country. There was a family in Oklahoma. Their house was wiped out, except the closet they were in. The whole house was wiped out, except the closet all five of them got in. The news reporter was out there and was interviewing the mother, said, look at your house. My God, it's gone. I mean, totally demolished, except the closet you guys were in. That's a miracle. How do you explain that? Your house is gone. Totally demolished, except the closet you guys were in. Come on. She said, well, she said, it is a miracle that we're still here. But she said, it's also preparation. She said, because when we moved to Oklahoma, we knew this was tornado country. And so when we had this house built, we had that closet reinforced with steel just in case a tornado came.
and a tornado did come. But because we had the closet reinforced, we still here. Jesus talked about a closet. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, when you pray, go into your closet. Hello, somebody. Why? Because storms are gonna come, and you need to prepare yourself by reinforcing that prayer closet.
First Peter 1:13. Prepare your minds for holy living. Look what that says. Therefore, with minds that are alert. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. You have to prepare your mind for holy living. See, that's why I'm proud of y'all for coming to church on Sunday, because you're feeding your mind the word of God so you can prepare yourself for holy living. That's why you need to be in Sunday school. That's why you need to be in Bible study tomorrow night. You need this in your mind. The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in you. You have to prepare your mind, Rico. Matter of fact, they didn't tell you in football. Hey, they say football players, they 20% is physical. The other 80 is mental. We got a coach here. We got a coach right here, football coach right here. 20% is physical, taking hits. The other 80, that's the mind. My computer in my house is old. Kept freezing up on me, man. Kept freezing up on me. Wasn't working right. Sister wasn't working right. I figured, what's wrong with this thing? So I called this brother named Dre. Come look at it. He looked at it. He said, yeah, it's freezing up, Bailey. It's freezing up, man. It ain't working right. You can't really accomplish nothing through this right now. I said, man, I'm going to have to buy another computer. He said, no. You ain't got to buy another computer. I said, man, that's old, man. I said, it's freezing up. I mean, you know, it's 2004, ain't it? He said, no, you ain't got to buy another one. He said, Bailey, I can upgrade this one. He said, but you're going to have to lose some stuff. He said, man, if you're willing to lose some stuff, that hard drive, you willing to lose some stuff? Yeah. I can upgrade this. Uh-huh. He said, and plus you got a virus in here that's causing it to freeze. Uh-huh. So I need to set up an antivirus. Come on, man. You better fix that. You know I'm thinking about it? One reason why a lot of y'all freezing up. I couldn't get an amen if I tried to buy one out of you. Here's $5. Give me an amen. Some of y'all freezing up, ain't moved the whole service. Let everything have breath, praise the Lord. Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Will you thaw out? You got too much stuff in here going on, causing you to freeze up, and you got to be transformed by the renewing. See, the reason why you ain't living right, you ain't thinking right. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. The reason why we ain't walking right, we ain't thinking right. The reason why we ain't talking right, we ain't thinking right. You show me a person that's doing wrong, I'll show you one that's thinking wrong. It starts here. This is the battlefield. If I can get my mind right, I might get my marriage right. If I can get my mind right, I can get these children right. If I can get my mind. That's why Big Mama sang, I woke up this morning with my mind. Where was it, Mama? Stand on. I woke up. Where was it?
Stand on.
I woke up
this morning with my mind.
Stand. And when your mind's on Jesus, you ain't got to have trouble praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. And my verse is, it ain't no harm to keep you. Look at your neighbor and ask him, where's your mind at? I know you in New Greenwood right now, but where's your mind at? I know you on the fifth pew, but where's your mind?
Some of y'all in here, but like the songwriter said, your mind is way across time.
Wow. Oh, I gotta close. Wow. For real. Rico said don't close. That's why I gotta get in this word. I gotta feed my mind. But then look, I also have to be well prepared. Look at First Peter 3. Verse 15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. I need to be well prepared to share my faith. That's why y'all need to be in Bible study. You need to be here every Sunday morning because you need to be ready and prepared to give a reason for the hope that is in you.
Yeah.
Because watch this, brother. Watch this, brother. The more familiar you are with your faith, the more apt you'll share it. And one reason why a lot of us are not sharing our faith is because we're not familiar with our faith. That's why you're slamming the door in Jehovah's Witnesses' faces. Because you can't defend your faith. Only defense you have is, I'm Baptist, you need to go on from here. We believe in celebrating Christmas and birthdays. Get out of here. Y'all trying to keep us from celebrating Christmas. Huh? You got to be ready. Bible says this, watch this. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided. The word of truth. See, the reason why you're ashamed is because you ain't prepared. That's when you get ashamed. When I ain't ready, I'm ashamed. When I'm not prepared, that's when I'm ashamed. And so I'm supposed to study to prepare myself so I ain't ashamed. When it comes time to give a reason for the hope that's in me. One reason why a lot of us in here are ashamed is because you ain't ready. You ain't prepared. Because you're not ready, it's hard to help somebody else get ready. Believe me, Gerard is ready to defend Lori at any time. Come on, Gerard, help me out now. No doubt. That's Gerard. No doubt. That's why I love talking to Gerard, because that's his word right there. No doubt. Gerard gonna say that about 20 times, no doubt. Hey Gerard, I'm coming over to eat. No doubt, man. I'm gonna have it ready for you. And he ready to defend Lori. Right now. And Lori's ready to defend him. Because she knows him. She loves him. He knows her. He loves her. And no doubt, he ready. And when you love God and when you know God, you're ready to defend the faith, no doubt. Look at your neighbor and say, no doubt. That's what Big Mama say, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Look at somebody and say, no doubt. He put food on my table, no doubt. Put clothes on my back, no doubt. He saved my soul. He made me whole. He gave me joy, no doubt. Ah! No doubt. Thanks, Gerard. Preach, Bailey. I got to close for real, Rico. Thomas, I got to bring it on in to the station. Ah, I just like making them noises. Just make me sound deep. Ah. Some of y'all need a good laugh. Y'all so holy and serious.
I don't think you ought to be having this much fun in church. He's not Kevin Hart. Is he going to be a pastor or a comedian? What's he going to be? Come here to laugh. I didn't come here to laugh. This is serious. Well, the Bible says serve the Lord with gladness. What you looking all serious for? That's the word. Now here it is, as I close for the 12th time. Look at verse 44, Matthew 24, verse 4. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. You know what? Every morning you wake up, you need to say to yourself, this might be the day Jesus comes. Yeah. And some said you ought to live like he died yesterday and coming back today at any hour. I mean, every day you need to say, this might be the day. He said, be ready for his coming, his promise return. He's coming. You see, the early Christians were not looking for something to happen. They were looking for someone to come. See, a lot of people today, they're just looking for the end of time. Oh, man, it's going to be terrible. Something's going to happen, man. Moon going blood. And no, y'all, some folk are looking for something to happen. Others are looking for someone to come. John on the Isle of Patmos, mama, he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. After Jesus showed him everything that was going to happen, he said, even so, come on. It ought to be the prayer of every Christian that he would come. Because John said, even so, come on, come, Lord Jesus. You don't hear nobody praying that today. Some of y'all probably interrupt their prayer. They pray, Lord, come on right now. Come on, come on. Hey, man, hey. Hey, man. What you doing, man? You know some of these folk ain't ready, man. What you praying like that for, man? You be telling them to come now. I don't know what I'm doing. I ain't ready yet. I mean, it's one thing to be at the train station waiting for the train to come. But it's another thing to be waiting on someone you love on the train to come. See, we need to get prepared for his arrival. Yeah. We need to get ready.
Get ready right now.
For his arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never will forget. Dayton, let's bring it on in. I never will forget. Give me that Benny Hinn music. I never forget. The war was over. The war was over. And the boys began to return home. Excitement ran through every family as they were waiting on the return of their loved one. And there was a little girl. Her name was Mary. She hadn't seen her brother in 3 years. She was anxious about his return. And every day she would look through the shades. She would ask every day, Mama, is he coming today? She said, no, baby, not today. She knew at any time he'd be returning. And one day, while she was in the den watching TV, her mama said, baby, you can go put on your white dress and your white stockings. Bob is coming home today. She ran upstairs and put on her white dress and white stockings and white shoes. She came downstairs and got in the couch looking through the shades. It seemed like the wait was so long. She got hungry. She went to the kitchen and made a bologna sandwich and got some chips, chocolate chip cookies, and chocolate milk. Aren't you hungry right now? Chocolate milk. She kept looking at that dough while she was eating. She accidentally spilled the contents of the chocolate milk on her white dress. Oh! She said, oh. The white dress was dirty. She ran upstairs, all the way upstairs, and ran into the clothes closet trying to change her dress. Ding dong! Her brother had returned.
you can hear him downstairs picking up mama, loving on mama, mama screaming. And then Bob said, Mary, Mary, where are you, baby? Didn't hear nothing. He said, mama, where is she? Went to the kitchen, saw spilled chocolate milk, said, oh, mama. They went upstairs. Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary. Heard some sobbing coming from the closet, the clothes closet. She opened it up. Then Mary was sobbing and weeping, crying. She said, babe, what you doing in here? What's wrong? She said, I was ashamed. She said, I'm dirty. She said, Bob, I wanted to be clean when you returned. She got me dirty. I'm dirty. I wanted to be clean when you returned. And you know what? Jesus is our elder brother. And he said, you don't know the day nor hour. You're going to be in your car driving home. Thoughts are going to wander to that game you want to see, meal you want to eat. When suddenly, you're going to hear a sound. Right here in Louisiana, you're going to hear a sound unlike any other sound you've ever heard in your life. That sound is going to be high above you. What is that? It's a trumpet, a choir of trumpets. You don't know, but you're going to want to know. So you're going to pull over on 220, and you're going to see that the highway has become a parking lot. Car doors are open. People going to be gazing into the clouds. Look at them. They're coming out of Brothers. Look at them. They're coming out of the Cheesecake Bistro. They're coming out of Saltgrass. They're coming out of Fridays. They're coming out of Chili's, Applebee's. Look at them. They're coming out of Walmart. Everybody going to be looking up. Oh, my God. It's as if the sky was a curtain. And the drapes of the atmosphere are going to part the sky. My God, a brilliant light is going to spill onto the universe, spiking crystals of every hue ever seen and millions more never seen. And look, 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 riding on the flow is an endless fleet of angels. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. They're going to come through the curtain one myriad at a time until they occupy every square inch of the sky, the north, the south, the east, the west. Thousands of silvery wings are going to rise and fall in unison. And over the sound of the trumpets, you're going to hear, what's that? The sound of the cherubims and the seraphims chanting, holy, holy, holy. With each word is a profound reverence. And between each word is
the only thing that keeps me up when I'm feeling down. I don't know about you. Glad that he's around, because I done looked, I done searched. Hard to find another savior like mine. Savior, yes, I'm addicted to how it kick it. Everything you say to me, never knew I could be so wicked. Hoping that you stay with me. Searched around the world, you will never find another savior like mine. Savior like mine, like mine. Yeah. The only thing that keeps me up when I'm feeling down. I don't know about you. I'm glad that he's around. I done looked at and searched. Hard to find another savior like mine. Savior, yes, I'm addicted to how it kick. Everything you say to me, never knew I could be so wicked. Hoping that you stay with me. Search around the world, you will never find another savior like mine. Savior like mine.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11.